It's in the rearview mirror, I know, but can you give us a synopsis of what happened to defensively last week?
Is it already gone, or do I have to go back there?
Yeah,
I got to go back. No, I'll back up. You know, obviously we didn't start the game the way you'd like to start a game. You know, we gave up the two opening drive, or first and second drives of the game, touchdowns, and you don't want to ever start the games like that. And, you know, had a long pass on a fumbled snap. A lot of things happened there. But I think one of the lessons, you know, we try to show guys all the time is, even when things aren't going the way you'd like them to go and the way you're picturing them going as you get ready to play a game, that game is, I believe, 14-12 at halftime. And I think it's 21-15 with about 50 seconds in the third quarter to go. And so even though you haven't, I'm speaking defensively, you haven't played like you want to play, the game is right there. And sometimes, you know, we talk about this in the preseason, you know, in camp. We say, look, hey, sometimes you're not playing the way you want to play. But what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to make one big stop in a game or one big takeaway in a game to secure the victory or win the game. And no matter what else has happened in that game, if you do that, you're getting the most important thing that we want, and those are those letters, those W's. You know, so that's one of the things I think that you got to do. And, you know, everybody that whatever side of the ball you're on, you have these objectives and picture yourself playing and your unit playing this way. And if it's not going that way, you can't let it affect how you play this next play, this next series, and go. And if you can generate that mentality within your group, you can fight through some of those ugly games on your particular side and still get a victory. And that's one of the real challenges. You just got, the NFL, one of the great things about the National Football League is you can be winning and thinking this game's in complete control, and then all of a sudden you're looking up and you're hanging on. You know, and I even our Packer game, it's 31-7 in the fourth quarter, and with whatever it is, a couple minutes left, we're 2 points and an onside kick away from going back the other way. Now, 10 minutes ago, you thought no possible way. And that's one of the lessons that we all got to remember, coaches, players, everything, that, hey, just keep playing, just keep doing your job, and good things are going to happen for you.
Coach, how would you assess the attitude of your unit now heading into this Bears game? This
I like it. You know, I mean, you know, we've talked about, you know, we've got a good group of guys. And you know, one of the things you have to do, I think you have to be very careful not to let your emotion, whether it's good or bad for a game, you know, the highs of winning and lows of losing, affect how you look. I'm speaking as a coach and really as a player, what happened on that video, you know, and you just want to be honest, and you want to, you know, say, hey, okay, if we won and these things weren't right, we need to fix them. And you know what? If we lost, we still need to fix them. It doesn't really matter which way you go. So that's one of the real challenges, I think, for coaches, players, because, you know, we all put a lot into this, and we get ramped up to play this game. And when you don't get what you want, it's really disappointing. And so your tendency is, you know, oh, man, we can, you know, well, you know how we're going to fix it? The same way we would have fixed it if we won the game. It's easier when you win because you feel good, but sometimes it's as dangerous, because you don't look as hard as you'd like to look there. So I think one of the big things is your, how you perceive yourself, how you perceive the issue, the real issues, not the emotional ones that you feel when you don't have what we all want. So that to me is the biggest challenge of all right now. And we got, like I said, hey, we got a good group, and you know, for 8 quarters minus 2 minutes, we were rolling along pretty good there. You know, and that same group is in those rooms, and they're on the field. And I think if we stay the course, we're going to end up being just fine.
Okay, guys. Do when you're preparing, when you throw on the Chicago tape with the Forte, is it a lot like looking at your practice tape in camp with Jamal?
Yeah, you know, obviously Forte's been a great player in our league for quite a while, and one of the things that he's like Jamal, he does everything, runs inside, runs outside. He catches the ball. He's a legitimate threat in that. He's good in pass protection. He's just a really good football player, and I think a lot of their offense goes through him. You know, he's a really valuable player to them, obviously in the running game, but I think just as much in the passing game. So he's a guy you got to deal with, and like all the players that you're concerned with, you got to know where he's at all times and what he's doing, and you got to realize, hey, look, if they get in a jam, this is a guy that can get them out of the jam here, and you got to recognize that, and you got to take special care of him.